Some years ago, I took my second trip on behalf of a youth ministry to South Africa. On the first trip, I remember how very lost I felt when I got to the airport. I'd been on an airplane for 18 wonderful hours, and I got there late at night. I had no car, no directions. I didn't know anything about anywhere in the nation of South Africa. Well, I'm glad to report to you that someone met me there at the airport. Yeah, they didn't just leave me saying, hey, listen, if you can get out to where we are, we'll take care of you once you get there. Well, that's a good thing. They would have never seen me. I went as far as I could go, and they met me there. I know someone who does that for people all the time. And if you understand how he works, well, you might just be willing to risk the trip. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about why failure doesn't have to be final. Now, our word for today from the Word of God, we're in John chapter 21. I'll begin reading at verse 15. Let me put this in context. Jesus has risen from the dead. Not long before, Peter had said to him, Lord, I will follow you to prison and to the death. And you remember that Jesus said, no, you'll betray me 3 times. And sure enough, he did. He denied the Lord 3 times. He even said, I never knew him. What an embarrassment now. He's about to face the Lord, knowing he has failed him. Well, Jesus meets Peter as he's out on a fishing trip. Looks like Peter's about to go back to that same old mediocrity. He's returning to fishing, it appears. But Jesus says, I want to meet you privately. And you can imagine Peter, I don't know, maybe he's saying, uh-oh, are you talking about that night? Here's what Jesus said. When they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, do you love me? But he said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Now, with the backdrop of a major failure, all Jesus wants to know is, Peter, do you love me? Maybe you have failed him recently. Do you know what he wants to know? Do you love me? There are two very different love words used here. Phileo, which is a friendship kind of love, and agapao, which is I will love you, no strings attached. The first 2 times, Jesus says, do you love me, no strings attached? Peter says, yes, Lord, I phileo, I friendship love you. Finally, Jesus says, okay, Peter, do you phileo, do you friendship love me? And Peter says, I do love you. You know what's interesting here? Jesus meets Peter where he is. He wants to do the same with you. He says, let's start with the little love that you have. Let's start with the little faith that you have. You can get back to me. You can begin again. And one day, Peter will die for Christ. But right now, he's just got that little but growing love. So, would you bring Jesus the little love you have? But would you bring him all you have? You can begin again. You don't have to get all the way there because Jesus, he's the Savior who's waiting to meet you where you are.
Thanks, Ron. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is pleased to announce a new podcast hosted by Ron's 2 sons, Doug and Brad Hutchcraft. It's called Go Mad with Doug and Brad. MAD stands for Make a Difference. In each podcast episode, Doug, Brad, and their guest have conversations on how you can make the greatest possible impact through Jesus for the people in your world. To find out more, visit Hutchcraft.com. That's Hutchcraft.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.